is, KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the radio portion. This being Saturday night, we'll go over to the pre-net check-in function of the repeater, and then we'll go over and check on the echo link, and then we'll start the RF check-ins. K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV or reading a book. One, I don't know what she's doing. Then we got K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail. He's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred. He's in Traveler's Rest. And his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla. She's in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And N4JRB, that's Mr. Jim over in Greer. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Bona Vista, Newfoundland. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KA3WPP, that's Mr. Howard, he's down in Piedmont. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KQ4TGH. That's my neighbor Jonathan over here in Easley. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate all you fine folks that use another repeater in the night. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we'll go over to the RF check-in, or they are not the RF. We'll go over to the Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS, this is KQ4SDK. This is Chris in Berea.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg. He's down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you have a good time down there in Florida. Just be safe coming back to us. And KQ4Z. Chris, I done messed it up twice. We'll try it one more time. KQ4SZK. That's Mr. Chris over in Berea. I guess I'm going to have to start doing it phonetically there, Chris. I apologize for messing your call up, but I finally got it out straight, I hope. Hope you are doing well, and hope Greg is doing well also. And that's all the Echo Link stations I've got. Well, I got one more, but Jonathan was on the pre-net check-in, so we got him that way. Well, this being Saturday night, we'll start the RF check-ins with A through D, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo 4, Delta, with this, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar. this. Also, the telephone relay to get in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She can wear shorts, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont. And they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Go Juliet 4, Bravo, Chilo, India. Jack down here in Rock Hill getting a little bit of rain. Y'all have a good one.
KJ4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4BKI. That's Mr. Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jack. Hope you're doing well. And Jack, y'all gonna have your 10-meter net tonight?
Going right now. Already on a little bit, but yeah, Andre just come in. So yeah, it'll be going tonight. We'll talk now to 10, but it starts really at 10 o'clock. Y'all come on down, man.
I'll see if I can't get up there. I've had something come up the other night, and I didn't get to make it the last time I talked with you. And see if we can't get up there about 10 o'clock and check in with y'all. But do appreciate it. Good signal into the repeater from Rock Hill. Let's move up now to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo Through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Carrying all the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Tell Joy at least and I said hello.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Patrick, have you heard anything out of Harry? Hadn't heard anything from him in a few days.
Heard Harry in a couple of days. And another one I was concerned about was our resident elder, Mr. Eddie. I've not heard him check in either.
Look at that. Well, maybe we need to give them a telephone call to see how they do it, make sure they're all right. But anyway, we appreciate that information, and you and Miss Elise have a good evening. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Phone up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. So 73 for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, thank you so much for calling the net. Hope you and Joy have a great evening. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comments.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
U.S. Kilo, Charlie, 9. Bravo, Echo, X-ray. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Gary. This is Ian in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4 DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Try to get over there and check in with your net tomorrow night, Sid. Don't hold me to it, but I'm going to try my best to get over there. I've been meaning to do that. But we'll see if we can get over there and check in with you tomorrow evening. And thank y'all for being with us. Then we got KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC9BEX. That's Aaron over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Aaron. Hope you are doing well. Any others, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. The next group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
Let's check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Mount Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good seeing you today. And tell Miss Joy I said hello. 7-3.
Let's check in. 2-0-2. We just had a bad storm. I'll be in and out, but I'm not supposed to see that 10 minutes,
baby. The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to say good evening to WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over there in Western Greenville County. I appreciate you being with us this evening, Matt. Hope you're doing well, and good seeing you this afternoon. Hey, that kind of surprised me when you spoke, but I'm glad you did, because I didn't see you there for a minute. But good seeing you this afternoon there, Matt. I'd also like to say good evening to K4OIM. That's my buddy Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And Walt, that net is up there at around 28,400. You kind of have to look for it. They slide up and down just a little bit. I found them on 28,380 one night. But it varies just a little bit, and it might be 28,340. You can try that as well. It's right in there somewhere, but they move around just a little bit. Over. You have to take care over there, and again, tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. Located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS.
Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris from Liberty. And I'll be nearer than that. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Four DOS. Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill and Calpin. Negative and negative. KI4 DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Griff. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG. That's mother, brother, by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KK4TRJ, that's Mr. Bill up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Good signal into the repeater from Cowpens, as always. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Down to the bottom of the alphabet in the uniform through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Couldn't get your police check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Ms. Joy and everyone on that.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy. And his sweet bride, KQ4TBD, Miss Angela. They're up there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Through the alphabet one time, so we'll open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I guess we must have got everybody on the first go-round. any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Anyone marked for comments tonight? Is there anyone that would like to make a comment? KI4DOS.
KO4HKX. I'll hang around with you for a few minutes, Gary, and see if we can't get past the bottom of the hour anyway.
You're up on the stump. I haven't done anything today. I did have to go out and make a couple of runs. I had to run over to the store, pick up a few things. I had a prescription over there. I had to go get filled, and it was filled. I had to go pick it up. So I really hadn't done anything today to speak of. Don't know what we got planned for tomorrow, but I'm sure Joey will find something for me to do.
Keep you busy or you get in trouble.
Not hard for me to do.
While we're thinking about it, or while I'm thinking about it, we're going to make plans to go to the Shelby Ham Fest this year.
Yes, that. I just happened to think about it while you were talking, or when you started talking. I got an email here the other day, and I don't remember what day it was. It said 19 days until the Shelby Ham Fest. So it's coming up really quick. It's about 14, 15 days. What is it? That should be the first Saturday in September. Is that right?
The last Saturday of this month. I think it's just 2 weeks out.
Right, I haven't checked it. I didn't look at the email to see what day it was. But Yeah, you know me. I love going up to Shelby. Do not.
I'm looking up right now the dates on it.
Look up the dates. I got an EchoLink station that just popped up. I'll be right back to you. Let me grab this EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. Gary, just so you know, tonight I'm on the same headset. I'm on the same headset microphone that I attempted it on last night, but tonight I made sure that it worked. Tonight, obviously, it works. Anyway, Gary, hello to you again. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net, Gary. Do be sure and tell Miss Georgia we say hello.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Stephen, you sounded good. You sound like you're just sitting right here in the room with me on that headset. And I'm glad you got two of them. But the one you're on now really works good. You've got that thing set up just right. But do appreciate that. You and Miss Jennifer have a great weekend, what's left of it. And I look forward to seeing you at the Greenwood Ham Fest. A different location than has been in the past this time, first of next year, but I look forward to coming down and seeing you folks down there in Greenwood. Thanks for being with us there, Stephen. You take care. Got one more EchoLink station that just popped up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
And then we'd like to say good evening. KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim. He's across the creek over here from me in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Back to you there, Patrick, KO4HKX. What'd you find on the dates?
KO4HX, August 30th, 31st, and September 1st.
Oh, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we'll get together, and you decide what day we're going, and we'll take off.
Roger that. And I emailed Eddie's daughter also to let you know he's doing okay. And she's going to check on him, see why he hadn't been checking into the net. I was just curious. I hadn't heard him check in with anybody.
I really do. Like I say, he is our resident elder. If he makes it to October, he will be 100. So he ain't got far to go.
October the 20th. I got it marked on the calendar. That's a Sunday night. So we'll all have to gather around and wish him a happy birthday.
Pretty really cool, you know, if everybody that checked in would wish Eddie a happy birthday, I'm sure that would just tickle him one way or the other.
He's earned it, that's for sure, making it to 100. I mean, you think about that. He's been through a lot in the 100 years he's been here. Amazing what the stories he's got, I bet.
I've had a bit in the world. I mean, it's like, it's kind of like me and your grandfather visiting, and we're sitting there talking and remembering things in our short lifetimes. It's amazing how things have changed over the years. But there's one thing that's constant, or the only thing that's constant, and that's change. So we might as well grin and bear it, because it's going to change whether we like it or not.
Roger that. That is changing, and some for the good, some for not so good. But like you say, you got to take it all and just learn to deal with it.
We take the good with the bad, and then we do, you know, make the best of a bad situation sometimes when we have to. But But, you know, I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy for you to be here, too, and I'm happy to be here. But just, like I say, you got to check on these people that don't check in with us there when he checks in regular. So it's, I was getting a little concerned with him there. So I shot out an email to her, and she responded fairly quickly and let me know that he's doing okay. Just, she's going to check on him and see why I hadn't been checking in.
That's a good deal, and maybe he'll come in and check in with us tomorrow night. That would be good. But, you know, a lot of folks don't think that we miss the ones that are, you know, check in on a regular basis. When they don't check in, we really miss them and wonder what, you know, if everything's all right and if they're okay and that sort of thing. But, you know, that's one thing that I'm not the greatest in the world about. I don't always check on the folks. There's been a few that I checked on, and, well, I'm, you know, like, folks like Ken, K-A-2-A-X-Q, he used to check in with us on a regular basis, but he sold just about all his equipment. You know, the last time I was over there, he said he had gotten rid of the last of it, so I don't know if he's still got an HT or what. From his house, he could probably hit the repeater, but... but a lot of times he was asleep that time of day, you know, when the net starts. But once I found that out, I didn't feel so bad about it. But I got to call him. I told him I'd come over there and take him out and get him a cup of coffee. that was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I haven't done it. So I'm going to have to call him and go over and get him and take him and get a cup of coffee.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that. And, we miss people when they don't check in. There's a couple of them, like Keith, KN4CHY. Hadn't heard him check in a couple months. Need to check on him, but just never know what's going on in life. And that's what we're here for, is to check on one another, is it not?
KLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, it is. And, you know, that's what we need to do. You know, check on each other and make sure everything's okay and if there's anything we can do and that sort of thing. I do know that Keith can get into this repeater better in the wintertime when the leaves are off the trees. He used to get into it really, really good and with no problem whatsoever. But there again, things change, and, you know, I don't know if trees have grown up or if they've built a building between him and the repeater site, or you'll never know what's happened. And, well, like your situation, you know, your antenna is 180 degrees from our antenna.
You just never know. And there's some days I can't receive the repeater. Earlier in the net, when Rick was checking the family in and they ate through Alpha through Delta, I could barely hear them. So I barely make out who it was. So you never know what somebody might be dealing with or what's going on. And that's why I say it's good to, if you haven't heard them in a while, at least check on them a little bit.
Well, again, I appreciate all you do and the folks you check on and everybody you talk to. And I've got to start getting up earlier in the morning so I can get on a good morning net.
We'd like having you in there, that's for sure, right? They come and go, me and Keith and Leon and Andrew and David and Eric and W4JET, Matthew. It's different days just coming and going. Everybody just kind of passes through.
You know, I think I told you about as Silent Key now, Gene Owensby, WB4ZBZ, he used to do the Good Morning Net. He talked a whole lot of folks to work, and he didn't talk many home because he was normally in the bed asleep, but he'd get up real early in the morning and talk people as they were going to work and keep them awake, you know, or in some cases, and in other cases, like Shane, you know, he'd be coming back in from being out all night and talk to him a little bit and keep him awake and so nothing happened to him. But it's all good, and like I said, I've got to get up a little earlier and see if I can't do that one of these days soon.
Well, Gary, I'm going to get on out of here. We're past the bottom of the hour, and we'll see if you got any more check-ins out there, and good to talk to you, and I'll be in touch with you this week so we can start making some plans for Shelby. But good to talk to you tonight, and again, I hope you and Miss Joy have a wonderful weekend, what's left of it, and maybe we'll talk to you Monday. KO4HKX, and back to the next, back to Gary, KI4DOS.
Well, thanks for coming in and talking with us a little bit. I at least got two more EchoLink stations that checked in. Maybe there'll be some more out there in Radio Land who want to check in with me on the bottom of the hour. You know, the second shift, as we call them sometimes. But you and Miss Elise, and maybe we'll talk to you Monday, I'm sure. But you have a great evening. We'll say 73 for now. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. KQ4QHB. Kilo, Quebec. 4, Quebec, Hotel Victor. This is Nick over in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out this evening.
TOS. Gary, Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Rich and Gramble. Sorry I'm late. Looked at the clock, so I'm getting googly boogly in there, so. No traffic, no round table. And thank you for being here.
4DOS, please check in N4VUT. That's November 4, Victor, Uniform Tango. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KQ4QHV. That's Mr. Nick. He's down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Nick. Hope you are doing well. And K4ROW, that's Brother Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Richard. Hope you are doing well. And Richard, don't worry about it. As long as we got the net going, you're not late. But do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And N4VUT, that's Mr. Jamie up there in Tigerville. And folks, that is not Clemson, that is Tigerville. That's up there out from Traveler's Rest. So, you know, don't think Tigerville is Clemson now, because it's not. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jamie, up there in Tigerville. I hope you are doing well. I got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is KI4GOD, Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta. John in Simpsonville, I am negative and negative tonight. Thanks for running the net. 73 is all, KI4GOD.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KI4GOD. Mr. John down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Not going to wrap it up this evening, I guess. I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 42 tonight. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be calling and give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
KI4DOS, KI4GOD. Hey there, Gary. I was trying to figure out where exactly the repeater is located and how far away from it I am down here in Simpsonville.
About 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line on Highway 276, up there at Caesar's Head. It's physically located on the WYFF TV tower. Over.
Well, that explains why some nights I can hit it with my HT, and nights like tonight, all I got was static.
Well, you know what they say, John. Location, 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 in a lot of aspects. Weather has a lot to do with it, and, you know, when you got a thunderstorm coming up, and that kind of creates static crashes and all manner of hate and discontent between your station and the repeater, maybe. But that's where it is. Hope that helped you out some.
Yeah, that helps me out a little bit. I'm hoping tomorrow morning to get up in the attic and run some wires and get my Diamond X50 mounted, and then hopefully I won't have any issues.
But I hope not. That's always good to get your antenna up. My brother-in-law, before he passed away, he moved from over here in Easley to, down there in Slaptown. And I had to go, well, I didn't have to, but I went over and put up his antenna, and he put up his 2-meter antenna that went in his attic. And he had an R7 vertical, HF vertical, that I put up on a push-up mast, but he had it down below the top of the antenna was just about the peak of the roof. You couldn't see it from the street. He said that his homeowners association wouldn't let him have his outside antenna down there. But we put it up anyway, and he got away with it for a good long while before he passed away. But some of these HOAs don't want to see antennas outside. I'm glad I don't live in one because I've got my tower up, and I've got 6, 7 antennas on my tower.
Yeah, I used to have my antennas on a 30-foot pole at my last house, but now I moved to an HOA, so I had one of the guys come over from the board and double-check to make sure it was all right for me to put it up, and I got the all-clear for the moment.
I'm glad you got the okay from those folks. I don't want you to get in any trouble, but, they're working on getting it to where the homeowners association can't keep you from putting up an antenna. I understand if they don't want to see a big tower or something like that. But once you put a wire antenna up or something of that nature, you don't see it for HF. And the 2-meter antenna is not that noticeable anyway. People might think it was a lightning rod or something on your house. But anyway, that's their deal. And, when we as consumers buy a house in an HOA, we know that they've got those restrictions.
Yeah, I was wondering if I was going to have to mount it up in the attic and was hoping that would work. But for right now, I got the okay. I showed them the antenna, and it's going to be on the back side of the house, so it won't really be noticeable from the front. I've also got a smaller ADS-B antenna to put up, and I got the okay for that, too. So hopefully if I can wake up early enough before it gets too hot in the attic, I'll be climbing around in the morning working on that.
You just be careful if you get up there in the attic working around and it starts getting hot. Make sure you drink plenty of water. Stay hydrated. I've been out in the backyard laying a retaining wall and mixing concrete and all of that stuff. I filled a concrete wall up with concrete. Yeah, it's a concrete block, 8 by 16 block. And then I would filled in all the holes, filled it, made it a solid wall, and it's all filled full of concrete now. And my wife and my buddy and his wife, both the ladies, watched me and him out there doing all the work. And they came out and brought Gatorade and water and that sort of thing. And they'd come out there and said, look, y'all need to take a break now. It's getting too hot.
I learned my lesson at the last house. It had a real low roof pitch on it, and you had to army crawl through the attic to do anything. And I was up there in July blowing in insulation and almost didn't make it out. And ever since, I'm a little bit more cautious. I'm not as spry as I used to be, apparently.
Well, John, we need to be careful when we're doing stuff like that. Don't want to get overheated. Don't have a heat stroke or something of that nature. And, the only ones that can prevent that is us. If we don't take care of us, nobody else will.
Yeah, that's a lesson I'm still learning. That's not how I was built or raised. It was you do what you have to get it done, and it don't matter what happens. You just get it done. And I'm slowly starting to learn that it's okay to take breaks and to push things off if need be.
Would you want to take those breaks? I can still do anything that I used to do. I just have to do it at a slower pace, and it takes me a whole lot longer to do it. My wife tells me, she said, you're not going to get out there and run the weed eater. I used to run the weed eater, and I'd run a full tank of gas out of my weed eater going around everything that I needed to get done around the house when I cut the grass. So now I weed eat this part. And then today and tomorrow I go out, weed eat this part, and then the next day I go out, finish it up. And I just take my time with it. It all gets done, but it just doesn't get done as quickly as it used to.
I hear that. We just moved into this house a week and a day ago and been burning the candle at both ends trying to get everything set up and unboxed, and got two kids to take care of also, and I'm starting to get to that point where I'm going to be done for a little bit. I just want to get these antennas up, and then I will probably take a break for several days.
A week and a day. That's remarkable. I did not know you were moving in that recently. But, yeah, when you've got two children to take care of and the rest of the stuff to take care of, it takes a toll on you. I will say this, we've been in this house for a little over 13 years, almost 14 years, and I've still got boxes that have not been unpacked. But I wrote on them when we moved over here to this house, what room they went in and what was inside the box and all this stuff. You got a box of... And you got pictures on them, and these were in like down the hall. And they haven't been unpacked yet. They're still in the box, and I know what they are and where they are, but I haven't unpacked them yet. So just don't worry about it. And I was trying to think what my buddy said. He said, if you don't mind, it don't matter one way or the other.
Yeah, that's. I like things to be done. I don't like to leave them sit off to the side. It's a bad habit of mine. Sometimes I'll rush to get through it just to get it done because I don't like to leave things. But that's starting to change as I get older. I'm a little bit more okay with letting it sit and taking the time. It'll get done one day. I keep calling this house my death house because I plan on dying here, so. I guess I'm not really in any rush. I'm not going anywhere for a long time, hopefully.
For DOS with KI4GOD. Well, John, I'm the same way. I'm not planning on moving again, but if the good Lord comes in and tells me to move, I'll move. But I sure don't want to, but how the heck goes. Sometimes you don't always get what you want.
That's exactly how I ended up in South Carolina. My wife was from here, and we talked about it when the kids got older moving, but I felt a calling, and I had to listen, and it was like he was just playing dominoes with my life and just flicked the first one, and everything fell into place. And we got up here in June, stayed with my in-laws for a little bit while we sold our house in Florida and got this one, and it's been one thing after another. It's definitely been a roller coaster, but he's got a plan, and I just got to wait and see.
As far as that goes, but glad you made the move up to this area, and glad you're getting settled in, and I'm sure you'll feel better when you get everything situated, and you can, I call it kicking my shoes off and just relaxing for a little bit. And you'll get there. It's just going to take a little bit of time. And it doesn't matter how much time it takes. You know, like you said, if it don't get done today, it'll be there tomorrow. And if tomorrow don't get here, it won't matter anyway.
That's the truth. Well, I think it's about time for me to sign off and go get ready for bed so I can get in the attic in the morning. KI4DOS, it was a pleasure, Gary. Appreciate the conversation. It's KI4GOD, clear on your final, sir.
Well, you take care and be careful up in the attic tomorrow if you make it up there. Like I said, stay hydrated as best you can. Don't get too hot and doing that stuff. And hopefully you get that up and you'll be able to get into the repeater a little more easily with your radio than you have been able to in the past. But in the meantime, we'll say 73 to you. Good evening and have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it, John, and we'll do it again sometime soon, I hope. KI4GOD, KI4DOS, clear.